The Legend of Little Fur, Book 2. Written and read by Isabel Carmody.
It was autumn, and as sometimes happens in that season of heavy golden light and falling leaves, a powerful storm began to brew itself. It sucked up secrets and hidden purposes like leaves, flinging them into the air as omens. Humans, blind and deaf to all but their own desires, could not easily read such signs. But on this night, children tossed in their beds and threw up an arm as if to ward off a blow. Greeps, those humans whose minds were dimmed and corrupted by their strange, dreadful appetites, had a blurred awareness that something bad was coming. But they felt only a twisted and ugly pleasure at the thought that someone else might suffer. Wild creatures living within the city, in crannies or forgotten nooks, and even some of the tame beasts dwelling with humans, sensed the warnings that churned in the air, but most responded with no more than a surge of instinct. Squirrels rushed to check their secret hoards, and rabbits examined the roofs of their burrows. Ants rushed hither and thither. Birds fortified their nests and turned their eggs anxiously. But a dog, chained in a bare stone yard, sensed the rage and hatred in the omens. Half insane from thirst and mistreatment, it began pulling ferociously at its bonds, ignoring the chafing of the collar fastened about its neck. In the city zoo, a lion roared and would not be soothed, no matter how much bloody meat its keeper gave it, and two panthers wove about one another in a tapestry of apprehension. In another enclosure, a frenzy of monkeys mimicked the violence they scented in the wind. A half-starved fox was limping towards the outskirts of the sprawling grey city over which the storm spread its black and ragged wings. It stopped to sniff at the wind and read the warnings and signals. But its anguish was so great that if the world were to end, it would not have minded. It limped on.